This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, November 18th. Well, the stock market is acting very well. It's having a lot of mean reversion rallies. Things that were beaten up are starting to firm up again. So that's a good sign. But it is a Friday, so I don't expect it to be that sustainable. The main thing I want you to know is earnings are working. A good example is Keysight Technologies beat analyst estimates and guided higher. So that stock is up today. That symbol is KEYS. It's a large cap stock. Another stock that's doing exceptionally well, one of our smaller, more cap, more aggressive stocks, is Clearfield, CLFD. They're up sharply today because they beat. So earnings are still working. So basically, you got to have the stocks with the best earnings. So here's your conundrum. Your best earnings are going to be in energy. And oil prices are down today. And they're down mostly on just fears of worldwide economic growth. But China is going to be winding down their zero COVID policies. China will be buying more oil. So don't worry about the temporary pullback in energy today. And also, natural gas is totally tied to weather. As most of you folks know, it's very cold for much of the United States. So natural gas demand is going up. And then LNG demand in Europe will go up as soon as they get their cold front. So the other comment I have about energy is the Energy Information Agency has an inventory report. And what they showed in their last weekly report is the crude oil inventories fell by 5.4 million barrels. So supplies remain very tight around the world. So any uptick in demand will send crude oil prices higher. Now, there is temporarily a mini glut, okay, of gasoline and distillates. The distillate is just a weekly glut. It's not a long-term one because it's still, if you look at, you know, traditional 30-day supplies, we're still pretty low. But so you can interpret that data different ways, but the bottom line is there's plenty of gas and there's more diesel now available. Hopefully there'll be more heating oil for the people that need it. And I think the most amazing thing that happened this week in the energy patch is Russia is actually selling more oil than they were a month ago. So it shows the sanctions aren't working. And our Treasury Secretary went to India and told them they could buy all the Russian oil they want to refine. So how Russia is circumventing a lot of the sanctions is they just sell oil to UAE, Saudi Arabia, India, and they refine it. And then when you buy this refined product, you don't know if it came from Russia or Nigeria or somewhere in the Middle East. You just don't know. So Russia's figured out how to circumvent the sanctions. The EU is trying to put price caps on them. That's not going to work very well, to be honest with you. So we do expect oil to surge in the spring because crude oil inventories are tight. The Biden administration cannot continue to reduce the Strategic Petroleum Reserve much longer. And then we get our seasonal demand that comes up in the spring. So this is the quiet before the storm. And energy will continue to have the best earnings. Whether oil is $75 a barrel or $90 a barrel, it doesn't matter. But I personally think it's going to $120 a barrel. Because I just can't see when demand picks up, I can't see the world supply going up. Because OPEC's trying to cut, and our SPR releases will have to end. So fascinating times we're in. Gridlock is going to be the big thing for government. You know, you can see the new House leadership's already taking over, and they're going to do things a little differently. And so it's going to be fascinating times. All I can tell you is American consumers are incredibly resilient, okay? I'm shocked by the spending. I'm also shocked by all the Black Friday deals we're getting already. You know, with, Thanksgiving is next week, and the retailers are out offering us lots of deals on lots of things, so that's nice. And I just think we might as well just enjoy the ride here, folks. I think we'll have a nice finish to the year, and then we'll gap up in the new year. Now, I do want to remind everybody that when you get in this holiday trading, you get a lot of people that are trying to hit the winners. and things like that. And we did get quite a few calls about SQM, this Chilean company that mines lithium. It's the one of the biggest lithium miners in the world. And their earnings were up over 900%, and their sales were incredible. It was all due to high lithium prices, which they foresee continuing. But, you know, you'll see these bogus reports out there that spot lithium prices are down, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's a lot of bogus reports out there. The way the internet works now, even the way Twitter works, they're not going to be checking everything, okay? So if you're an unscrupulous trader, you just go put something on some blog post and try to knock it down, okay, to get people to react to it. So I do want you to know I don't see lithium prices going down, okay? I see them going up because and remaining high just because of the electric car demand. And I do see crude oil prices going higher just because the world will get back to normal. You know, they're not traveling in China. You know, they're still trying to stay home. And when they have a lockdown, you can't go home. You have to stay in your office, okay? That's why when the lockdowns hit, they all run. They're trying not to get locked in their offices. So so it's interesting times we're in. And the G20 meeting, of course, is over. Basically, they don't want nuclear war. So that was a pretty easy declaration, but nothing got done there, to be honest with you. And other than President Xi chewed out Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, that was somewhat amusing. You know, otherwise, you know, the world is going to try to recover. And there's a lot of very acute supply shortages out there that we can profit from. And that's where we'll be investing. In the meantime, I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I probably won't be doing a podcast every day next week because it'll be a little more spotty. But traditionally, the small caps will rally in the Thanksgiving. So hopefully we get that. And have a wonderful time with your friends and family. So that's it. That's it, Lee Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.